basket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And on this day, on June the 25th, that wonderful voice, that one. Let's hear her. I should talk about it for a minute. Don't get rid of her just yet. The great Ella Fitzgerald. Keep her rolling for a minute, please. Ella Fitzgerald scored number one with this great hit, A Tisket, A Tasket. And who's that behind her? Take a guess. Chick Webb. Baltimore's Chick Webb. And the Chick Webb Center was named after him. So on this day in 1938, that song hit number one. And the great Ella Fitzgerald. So that begins our day in history on this June the 25th. So on this June the 25th, there was a man whose name was Thomas Peters. Thomas Peters was known as the founding father of Sierra Leone. Now, this is an interesting piece of our history. Thomas Peters was kidnapped from Africa in the age 22 and sold by slave traders, was moved all around, sold hither and yon, and ended up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And when the beginning of the American Revolution happened, it was like this conversation I was dreaming about the other day with somebody who actually did meet and said, my grandfather fought in the American Revolution for freedom. And I said, and somebody else would say to him, well, my ancestors fought for freedom in the American Revolution against the Americans for their own freedom to free themselves as slaves. He was one of those. Thousands did that during the Revolutionary War. And many of them were sold back to slavery. But many people who fought for the British ended up going to Nova Scotia. Thomas Peters was one of the leaders of that group, and he actually went to Great Britain and said, look, you promised us a homeland if we fought for you, and if we lost, we had to leave, you were going to give us a homeland. And he battled the British around that, and they said, and they finally acquiesced, and a group of 1,000 settlers, former African-American slaves, went to Sierra Leone and created what is now Freetown. He became the first governor of that state and died shortly after, but Thomas Peters is known as the founding father of Sierra Leone. And so we celebrate him on this day in 1792. We've always been paranoid about people out there. In 1798, John Adams created the Alien and Sedition Act, the first act that began to take away the liberty of many Americans. Paranoia and suspicion was rampant in the land about what foreigners were going to do. The other part, the Republicans, were arrested and imprisoned, newspapers shut down. It was the beginning of a great controversy in this country in 1798. On this day in 1876, the Battle of Little Bighorn was fought. This was the day that the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, and Lakota took on General Custer, wiped out his entire group and in his own hubris. And some people call this Custer's last stand, but most of us, I like to think of it as the Battle of Little Bighorn, and a very important battle in American history. And on that, in that battle was a man named Isaiah Dorman. He's the only black person killed in that battle. He was a free man, was born a free man in 1832, traveled to the West, lived among the Lakota, learned all the languages. His wife was a Lakota woman. And Custer asked him to come along to translate, which he said he would do. He did, and was, of course, caught up in Custer's last stand and was killed on that day. On this day in 1894, the big U.S. railway strike began the American Railway Union that launched the career of Eugene V. Debs, who was a socialist candidate for president, and when he was in prison in 1920, actually won over 1 million votes while in prison, in federal prison. And on this day, the Korean War begins in 1950. This is the day the Korean War began, fought for 3 years, and you know that zip code you had? It was on this day in 1963. That the zip code was introduced. And finally, on this day, a day I lived through in 1968, was the day that the police came in with troops and moved people out of Resurrection City and the Poor People's Campaign and tore down the city that we built to bring America to understand what poverty was in America. That ended on this day in 1968. That is this day, June the 25th. There's much more. Please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. Now it's time to talk about the election. Going out with Tighten Up. Whose birthday is it? The great Clifton Chenier and the Louisiana Ramblers. Zydeco time. We'll be right back.